You are listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 153. What are you willing to feel? Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Welcome back to another episode of Called to Homeschool. You guys will have to let me know how you feel about these new podcast styles. Just trying to be a little bit more real and authentic instead of writing a full podcast and then reading it. Just kind of letting me know what your thoughts are about it. So send me a DM or an email and just kind of, I'd love to know your thoughts and feelings. I also love having short and sweet podcast episodes because I know for myself, I can actually listen to a full episode if it is short and sweet. And sometimes these big, long, beefy episodes, sometimes there's a lot of good content in there and whatnot. Sometimes that can be too much. Like, whoa, you said like five different things and how do I get through all of these five different things? And sometimes I also like short and sweet because I know I can listen to the whole thing uninterrupted. I don't know why when my husband has headphones in, my kids are like, oh, that's listening to something. But when I have headphones in, I feel like at my house, it's like, hey, mom, I just got to talk louder so you can hear me. So I like short and sweet. So hopefully this will work well for you as well. So today I wanted to talk about feelings. And it's so interesting because we are so driven by our feelings. We are driven to feel certain things or to avoid certain feelings, all sorts of things. We are driven because of the way we think it will make us feel. If we are snippy and irritated, we want to feel in control. And so we do those things because then we're like, then I'll feel in control if I do these things. Like something will get done and I will feel accomplished or in control or whatnot. Sometimes you do something because you think it will make you feel good. Right? Like I want to cuddle with my babies and I want to read a book because like, oh, that just seems magical to me. And I'm going to feel so good. So a lot of times we're just driven because we want to feel a certain way. Now we also are willing to trade one feeling for another feeling. Sometimes instead of the discomfort of being hungry, we will go for the feeling of feeling, I don't know, satisfied or whatever from getting a sugar high from eating a sweet treat or something like that. So you're not willing to feel the discomfort now. So you want to go feel the feel good feeling and you're willing to feel that discomfort later. Like, oh, I know I shouldn't. Like I'm going to feel sick later, but I'm willing to feel the sickness later to enjoy this little bit of joy right now to avoid the discomfort from not eating this thing, right? Are you following me? So the reason I was thinking about this is I saw a mama post in a Facebook group, and I am a member of a bunch of random homeschool Facebook groups, and they've actually been pretty beneficial. And there are some in there that like every now and then I'll hop on and say, hey, anybody have a good book recommendation? And we're studying this and whatnot. And anybody have your thoughts or insights on this? So one Facebook group popped up. I don't know which one it was. And some mama had posted that she used to homeschool and now her kids are in school. And I don't know her reasonings for switching and whatnot, but she was posting pictures of Common Core math. And she was saying how ridiculous this Common Core math is. She said, I'm not pulling my kids back out and I'm not going to homeschool. So I'm just looking for help with this Common Core math. And like, does anybody else think that this is ridiculous? And I looked through the Common Core math pictures she posted and I thought, oh yeah, these totally look ridiculous. And this goes across against everything of my homeschool philosophy of just like keeping math simple and don't make me think with math and just making math easy, just like reading is easy. And this Common Core math was intentionally making it difficult to make you really stop and think about math. Like, why is math? And instead of just like 2 + 3 = 5, like let's think about why is 3 + 2 = 5 and why? Like it was so weird. But what I found fascinating about it is that this mama traded one feeling for another feeling. So whatever the discomfort came from homeschooling for her, she wasn't willing to feel that anymore. And I don't know her situation or anything, just reading her post. But she was willing to feel the other negative emotion or uncomfortable emotion of this math that she thought was absolutely ridiculous. Like, I put my kids in this school and this math is absolutely ridiculous. So it's so interesting how often we trade one feeling for another feeling. And we justify like, well, this is better because and whatever. But what I want to offer to you is like, no feeling can hurt you. And sometimes there is a discomfort now, but a good feeling later. So we have to choose when we want this discomfort. Do we want this discomfort now or do we want this discomfort later? So maybe this mom was having discomfort having her kids home all day. Maybe she's like, I'm tired, I'm stressed, I'm overwhelmed. And like, ooh, I don't want to deal with this. But now she's dealing with discomfort later when she's helping her kids with their homework. When at nighttime, instead of having a relaxed night and just being able to do what they want to do and not have homework and whatnot, she's now traded that discomfort of having her kids home to now she traded that discomfort having her kids at night and being on somebody else's schedule with somebody else's curriculum that she completely disagrees with. So I just like, there's no right or wrong answer. And I'm not saying this mom is right or wrong or right. Just it's so interesting to me of how often we are willing to trade one feeling for another. So my thought here is if you are on the fence with your homeschool and you're like, I don't know if this is working for us. Why? What feeling is so hard right now? What feeling feels so challenging? What is the discomfort? What is the uncomfortable feeling? Is it that like, I want to be patient all the time and I'm just not patient. And I just like, there's all this anxiety. There's all this tension. There's all this stress. There's all this whatever. Like, yeah, you can put your kids in school and you wouldn't have that type of feeling associated with your homeschool, but it's just going to switch to public school or charter school or private school. Now I'm going to have the discomfort of tests and the discomfort of a teacher I disagree with or discomfort of something my kid is learning from the other kids there. So I just want to like open up options that if you are willing to feel all the feelings, there's nothing that you can't do, right? And so if you are wanting to continue to homeschool, of just being able to step in to feel the feeling like, okay, this is discomfort. Yep. And I can figure it out because we can figure things out, right? And maybe that discomfort's an opportunity for growth. Maybe this discomfort of a child pestering another child is just an opportunity of, oh, I just want to teach my kids how to get along. And I'm willing to be in that discomfort now to have more peace in my home later of whatever it is. Like everything is just trading one feeling for another. I think I have episodes about how to feel your feelings and whatnot. And if not, message me and I'll tell you how, but how we really step into those things. But just really think about that. Like if you are struggling with your homeschool and you're like, this is hard. I don't want to do this anymore. Like, yeah, you wouldn't have to think of a curriculum or think of what to do with your day, but you're just going to trade one heart for a different heart, where you have to now drop your kids off to and from school. I had a niece living with me for a little while and she went to school and I thought this is a huge pain in the butt to have to get somebody ready by a certain time every day back and forth doing homework on somebody else's schedule. I thought this is a pain in the butt. I'm not willing to do that hard. I am willing to do the hard of planning what I want to do with my day, planning what I want to teach my kids and all those types of things. So if you are feeling like homeschool is so hard and you put your kids back in school, you will just trade one hard for a different hard. So if you are willing to feel just the feeling of like, this is challenging, and I prefer to then just step into that and rise to the occasion and instead of letting this hard weigh me down and think that like, oh, I can't carry this burden, it's too hard, but instead step into it and like, okay, how do I become stronger from this, right? Our muscles grow because we push them and we lift heavy things. So we grow as a human as we push ourselves and do hard things. And that hard thing might be homeschooling, and it might be homeschooling a child that you're struggling with, but that's where growth is. So I want to challenge you to be willing to feel all the feelings and just even examine, are there feelings that I'm avoiding? Am I thinking that like one path, the grass will be greener on the other side or whatnot? Am I willing just to feel it all? And if homeschool is the right choice for your family, be willing to feel it all and not to get completely overwhelmed with this like heavy hardness of it, but know that that is what will make you stronger and what will make your family just grow and be absolutely amazing. And your homeschool, if you are willing to do those hard things long term, that's where you're going to have that joy and that comfort from the growth that comes from spending the time together as a family, from learning things together, if you are willing to feel that discomfort of that feeling initially. Okay, friends, love you so much. If you love this episode, take a screenshot and share this on social media and tag me. I'd love to see you guys out there. So have an amazing day, and I will talk to you next week. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.